On today's show, VW reaches a deal with its workers to cut up to 30,000 jobs. Buick reveals a plug-in hybrid concept based on the Chevy Volt, and Toyota takes the wraps off its new small crossover, the CHR. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. As we've reported, Volkswagen's diesel emission scandal could end up costing the company upwards of $70 billion worldwide. And to help offset those costs and at the same time pay for investments in EV and autonomous technology, the automaker reached a deal with its unions to cut jobs. The agreement allows VW to cut as many as 30,000 jobs worldwide, about 5% of its workforce, through buyouts or early retirement. VW agreed to hold off on forced layoffs until 2025. In exchange for these cuts, VW will create 9,000 new jobs, mostly to build electric vehicles. This new pact is expected to help Volkswagen save nearly $4 billion a year by 2020. You know, it just really stinks, though, to see employees paying for management's bad decisions. The LA Auto Show isn't the only show going on this week. The Guangzhou Show in China is also underway, and that's where Buick debuted its new Velite concept, which is its version of the Chevy Volt. Not many details were revealed, but this sleek-looking concept was created by GM's engineering team in Asia, and its design was jointly developed with the company's Chinese partner, SAIC. And Buick says the Velite concept is a hint at what its electrified vehicles will look like in the future. And GM also revealed, like Ford, it will start selling pickup trucks in China. The Chevy Silverado and Colorado will make their way to the market starting next year. The Silverado will be offered with a 6.2-liter V8 mated to an 8-speed automatic transmission, while the Colorado will be available with the same gasoline 3.6-liter V6 that is offered in North America. And after this short break, we'll jump back over to the LA show for a look at more of the new products.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
The new Jeep Compass dropped a few months ago in Brazil, but it just made its American debut, and we're learning more about the SUV. In North America, the Compass will have only one engine option, the company's 2.4-liter Tiger Shark engine. It can be mated to a 9-speed automatic transmission, which comes standard on 4x4 models, or a 6-speed manual or 6-speed automatic. And of course, Jeep is claiming best-in-class off-road capability with this SUV. On the inside, there's three touchscreen options, a 5-inch, 7-inch, or 8.4-inch. The driver has the choice of either a 3.5 or 7-inch LED instrument cluster. The new Compass will be built in Brazil, China, Mexico, and India for more than 100 countries around the world. And speaking of vehicles we're learning more about, Toyota just showed off the production version of the new CHR crossover. While not as bold as some of the concepts, it still is ushering in a new, more expressive era of Toyota design. Open the door and you'll see a modern interior that's focused on the driver. The dashboard is angled slightly toward the driver, and the 7-inch display screen is mounted high to keep in line with the driver's sight. Under the hood is a 144-horsepower, 2-liter four-cylinder engine, which gets mated to a 7-speed CVT. The new CHR will start hitting dealer showrooms next spring. Speaking of Toyota, while the automaker may be backing away from light-duty fuel cell vehicles, it doesn't mean it's giving up on the technology altogether. Toyota is now testing a fuel cell semi-truck for California as a future zero-emission freight transportation solution. Subaru also gave us a look into the future with a new large SUV concept called the Visiv 7. That 7 stands for 7-passenger seating, which is accomplished with 3 rows of seats. With a wheelbase of nearly 118 inches, the production version of this concept will be the biggest Subaru vehicle ever built. The company says this all-new SUV will hit the North American market early in 2018, and it's really going to be interesting to see if any of the styling cues carry over. Coming up next, a look at how car sharing is forcing suppliers like Lear to reshape car interiors.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
The average car today is driven around 12,000 miles annually. But as car sharing becomes more popular, that number could potentially skyrocket. And that means car interiors not only need to become more durable, the materials and components need to be easily replaced. For example, the cost of replacing carpet in a luxury car can be as high as $5,000. On Autoline this week, we're joined by Matt Simoncini, the CEO of seating supplier Lear, and he discussed how the company is tackling the issue.
Our main focus has been able to personalize your seat cover. We have a brand called Autograph. It's an aftermarket seat cover business where you can refresh and make your seat look brand new. So we've been working on designs that allow us to do that and get the patterns that allow us to do that and work together with the OEs and the dealers to make sure that we don't void the warranty or the safety protocols in a seat. So, yes, it's going to change the way that we do it. Now, as far as the carpeting, I can't speak to that, John, just from a standpoint, the first thing that needs to come out is the seat.
Yeah.
And the seat's a safety product because you're, you know, bolted to the floor of a vehicle. So it's a dilemma, but I think there's other ways they can design the carpeting so it will come out. Question is, do you even need carpeting? Is there other materials that you could use that'll be more durable? But these are the type of changes that I think are opportunities for innovative suppliers. And these are the type of ideas that the OEs are asking for help with. And being part of a tier one, a partner with the OEs, I think you have the responsibility to come with these type of solutions. And that's what we're working on. And so, again, when I say it's an exciting time, these changes are going to provide huge opportunities for us in the industry and for tier ones like Lear.
That discussion is available to watch right now on our website, autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. And while you're there, make sure you check out our coverage of the LA Auto Show, where John talks to the executives about their new unveils from the floor of the show. But that's it for today's show. Thank you for watching, and have a great weekend, and we'll be right back here again on Monday.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.